Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 11th of July, recording at 8:36 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. As one would expect following the weakness of European and the U.S. markets yesterday, we had some selling pressure in Asia, but it's interesting to see how a number of those indices did close quite a bit off their lows, and those included Thailand and India. I know that there's a lot of subscriber interest in those two markets. And the European markets, they were down at one stage, down fairly heavily, but really pared back those gains, partly because Wall Street, which had been down in the pre-market action, then rallied and closed. Well, no, Wall Street hasn't closed, but Wall Street's up, currently up 50 in the Dow. And in long-dated government bonds, they're easier in here today, giving up a little bit of those strong gains, but very little, just down one or two ticks on the European contracts. U.S. dollars a little bit easier in here today. Now that's, so I'll come back to that, complete the review. Precious metals had rallied on the weaker dollar, but couldn't hold it. Gold's currently down 3 at 660.28. Some of them are a little better. Platinum closed up a little bit, but off the highs. Palladium up a little bit as well. Silver up half a cent as I speak, but again, well off the highs. Crude's a little bit easier in here today, down 33 cents at 72.48. The industrial metals were all up a bit in here today. Again, that sector is being led by lead, with on the upside, with nickel very much the weaker one, although it was up a bit today. Still no evidence that nickel has bottomed within its medium-term reaction, but at 33,300, it's not that far away from it, in my view. And that's pretty much it. Wheat is strong among the soft commodities. Okay, so what's going on here as far as these markets are concerned? Well, my take on it is that we are seeing nothing worse here than reactions and consolidations within the overwhelming majority of upward trends that we see around the world. The problem, such as it is, has been overextensions, the number of overextensions relative to the long-term 200-day moving averages, and thus another review that I'm conducting for the third consecutive day here, and I have more to go. So that you can keep an eye on, we can all keep an eye on that information. But overextensions on the upside is a nice problem to have if we're going to have problems. And we always do, or there always are problems out there. And there's nothing to suggest to me that this is all going to tip over into the bear market or a severe reaction, long forecast by so many high-profile pundits. I don't want to be complacent, but I'll go by the evidence here overall, rather than telling the market what to do. And there's still pretty reasonable value around, led by Asia and the resources sectors. And some of these markets that do concern me most are the very thin markets that are just being driven up on fund buying. That would include Eastern Europe, some of the South American markets. Well, in the next significant downturn, be it a medium-term correction, let alone a bear market, they will fall very, very sharply. But that's not a problem for today, apparently. Moving on to the long-dated government bonds, it's still technical rally territory, and more importantly for stock markets, as long as those bonds aren't resuming their global bear market with a vengeance, in other words, yields soaring, prices for those bonds plummeting, then the background for global stock markets will remain more or less benign. We also have to watch the dollar. That's soft in here today. And that's interesting because the dollar was very weak yesterday. Now, one could have said that that looked a bit climactic because the dollar had been weak and then took that big hit yesterday. Now, I did not say that it was climactic yesterday, because I don't think it is. But as I say, one could have asked that question or said that, asked if it was climactic. And the weakness, the additional weakness that we see in here today, it's not a lot, but it is some follow through, suggests that it isn't. The dollar is still under pressure. People don't want it. And there hasn't been such a crescendo of bearishness regarding the dollar to tell us that people are very heavily short. Obviously, people are short in here, or it wouldn't be weakening. But you know what I mean. The sentiment readings, that is at least my take on it at any rate, is not that the dollar is vastly oversold. And what else to mention here? As far as these commodities are concerned, the basic undertone is pretty strong. And if there's an exception to that, it's sugar. That's where we have the oversupply, and the demand hasn't picked up sufficiently from ethanol production or anything else to push it a lot higher. We've had some bumper sugar crops from India, in India, in Thailand, and elsewhere. I think even in China. So, firm commodity tone generally. Precious metals still underperforming. But I wouldn't write them off. This is a big medium-term consolidation. And stock markets still in this overall upward trend. And that's it, folks. All the best.